At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nurses in two major hospital systems in the Big Apple reaching a deal to end a month-long strike over staffing levels and workplace safety. That three-year deal still needs to be approved by union members. It affects about 10,500 of some 15,000 nurses on strike at some of the city's biggest private nonprofit hospitals. Meanwhile, a vacation for kids in San Francisco. 6,000 school teachers have walked off the job.
We are still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China critic and media mogul Jimmy Lai sentenced to 20 years behind bars in Hong Kong for national security offenses after he was found guilty on charges of sedition and conspiracy to collude with foreign forces. He had pled not guilty. His son says the family is looking to President Trump possibly for some help. After his 78-year-old father was handed that 20-year sentence for activities on behalf of Hong Kong's democracy movement.
The president of the United States, President Trump, which has said that he will free my father, something I've been incredibly grateful for, has given my family a lot of hope, and at this point it's about saving him. There's many people around the world that view him as a hero, and many nations that want him out. And hopefully the joint pressure will mean that my father will be released.
And this is SRN News. A call for action against China.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Most American Jews say they're not Zionists, but it's possible they just aren't clear on what that term means. Zionism, defined as the belief the Jewish people have the right to possess the land granted to them by God in the Holy Bible. A new poll finds only one-third of American Jews call themselves Zionist. Nearly 90% say they do support Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state where it is. This is SRN News. There has been a shift to warmer temperatures at the Olympics.
World-class athletes have been training for years for the Winter Olympics. There's one major wild card, though, the weather. The mountains in northern Italy where the outdoor events are being held were cold and snowy leading up to the start, creating that magical wintry feel we associate with the Games. The snow is now melting, and temperatures are expected to stay slightly elevated. Experts say climate change has its fingerprints on this. As the world warms, only a select few cities will be able to host the Games. The International Olympic Committee said last week they could stage Olympic Games as early as January and Paralympic Games in February as a result of warmer temperatures.
That is correspondent Brittany Peterson reporting. World's biggest social media companies facing several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harms done to children, those who use their platforms. Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims their platforms help addict and harm children. More details, srnnews.com.